USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues into its fourth week. Rescue workers on Thursday dug out survivors of the rubble of a theater in the city of Mariupol. Ukraine said it had been hit by Russian airstrikes as people, including children, sheltered there, a claim Russia denies. In China, 37 million people are in COVID lockdown as the country battles its worst COVID-19 outbreak since the outbreak in Wuhan, China. Omicron has been the driving surge of this one. One of the reasons cases have spread so fast and are hard to trace is Omicron's milder symptoms and shorter incubation time. The White House said President Biden will hold a call Friday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
They have a lot to discuss, given the last time the president met with President Xi virtually was last November, a couple of months ago.
To be sure, the Russian invasion is going to be one of many topics discussed. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Ticks have been found to be carrying around some real bad viruses. John Hunt reports.
Ticks carrying a mysterious and rare virus that can sicken or even kill older adults or people with underlying conditions have been found now in at least six states. Test samples revealed Lone Star ticks in Georgia had picked up the Heartland virus, according to Emory University researchers. Not much is yet known about the Heartland virus, which, when transmitted to a person by a tick bite, can cause fever, fatigue, decreased appetite, headache, nausea, diarrhea, and muscle or joint pain. It's unclear if other ticks can spread the same virus. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
First we had coronavirus pandemic, then historic inflation, followed by spiking gas prices. Americans are ready to get out and do something. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair says gas prices are not stopping Americans.
They're ready to break out. So far, no mass exodus from those plans as a result of higher gasoline prices.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Gallup World Poll is reporting for the fifth year in a row, Finland is the world's happiest country. Based largely on life evaluations, the Nordic country and its neighbors Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Iceland all scored very well on measures the report uses. Healthy life expectancy, low corruption, and high social trust. And generally, in a community where people look after each other. Canada came in at number 15, the United States came in at number 16, and the United Kingdom came in at number 17. As the Defund the Police movement became the battle cry for Democrat candidates across the nation in recent elections, history has shown us this has made Americans less safe. Richard Irvin, the mayor of Aurora, Illinois, a Republican gubernatorial candidate, told Newsmax on Thursday his administration, if elected, will back the blue.
You do it by backing your men and women in blue, showing that you got the backs of those men and women that wear the badge and come out of their home every single day and put their lives on the line to keep us safe. You know, let me tell you about my background. I'm a combat veteran, having served in the Gulf War. I'm a former prosecutor who personally put violent criminals behind jail, gangbangers, drug dealers, wife beaters, drive-by shooters. I've personally gone into drug houses and shut them down. You know, and as mayor of the second largest city in the state of Illinois, you know, I've worked side by side with our police to address issues in our community to improve people's quality of life.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.